This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, happy Friday, and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bites. It is Friday, the 15th of October. My name is Audrey Raj. Frida Liu is with me again to cap off the week. And on the show today, we have a very important question for you.
Right, and I always say it's Fri-yay. The question, though, is do you think the way you dress for work impacts productivity? Why or why not? Very simple poll on Twitter and Instagram. It's called Yes or No. Let us know also. Also via WhatsApp, which is 018-789-8899, yeah?
Yeah, so we're talking about this today because last week we learned that the House Committee agreed to the proposal for members of Parliament to be allowed to wear long-sleeved Malaysian batik shirts when attending Dewan Rakyat sittings on Thursdays, as proposed by Tourism, Arts and Culture Minister Dato' Sri Nancy Shukri, as a way to support the country's heritage.
So the wearing of the batik shirt is not mandatory and is voluntary. This got us thinking about the ways our clothes represent who we are to others, but more importantly, what they tell about ourselves. So could we actually improve personal productivity by switching up our attire every once in a while? Before you chime in on that, I was just thinking, how is this an issue to wear long sleeve Malaysian batik?
It should be a given, right? We should all be allowed to wear, you know, it is our national heritage.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, if you're wondering, in a startup or a company that considers itself modern and young, if you are working in one of these, like, you know, modern companies, you're probably used to wearing jeans, T-shirt and hoodies to work. You know, definitely not batik. And this isn't new. You know, the tech scene, especially in Silicon Valley, changed startup fashion sense a couple of decades ago. Many employees consider casual attire options a huge bonus in a company's work culture and also find themselves more at ease when working. Now, I'm just thinking back to like Steve Jobs and
black turtleneck, right?
He's blue jeans.
And of course, what's his name? Zuckerberg with his hoodie. So, but what do the facts say? According to a recent post on Hive's website, casual dress wins the majority of the time. Based on a study by Talent International, 61% of employees are more productive when the dress code is relaxed, and 80% of people who work in an environment with a dress code responded that they don't find them useful. Breaking that down, there are a few reasons people have started to favour a more casual dress code. One of the reasons is the financial burden that comes from a suit and tie environment. Mm-hmm. You're expected to invest in nice suits, shoes, ties and dresses. Another big reason is comfort and confidence. When people are able to wear the clothes that they're comfortable and confident in, morale is higher and people are more productive overall. So also a less strict dress code allows people to express themselves, which can help elevate creative thinking. When people are more creative and comfortable, they're happier and their work is going to be of higher quality.
Now, okay, that's all fine and good, but there are also arguments in the opposite direction. So according to Forbes, way back in like 2013, dressing casually could cause an employee to feel less focused and alert. Now, according to Dr. Karen Pine, professor of psychology at the University of Hertfordshire and fashion psychologist, she's a fashion psychologist as well. When we put on an item, and I quote, when we put on an item of clothing, it is common for the wearer to adopt the characteristics associated with that garment. A lot of clothing has symbolic meaning for us, whether it's professional work attire or relaxing weekend wear. So when we put it on, we prime the brain to be to behave in ways consistent with that meaning. It's the reason why we feel fitter in our sports clothes and more professional in workwear. Now, research also shows your alertness is affected by what you wear. One study found that people wearing a doctor's lab coat displayed heightened attention, when the same people then wore an identical coat but told it was a painter's coat. They weren't as attentive as when they wore what they perceived to be the doctor's coat, you know? So this theory supports the notion that, you know, we would stay more focused when wearing work clothes and may be more cognitively alert than if we dress down.
Okay, then there's another argument, right? So according to Jennifer Baumgartner, psychologist and author of You Are What You Wear, there's no absolute scientific study to prove that attire impacts productivity. For some employees, wearing the same type of clothes in and out of the office is troublesome. This is important to keep in mind since a lot of us are working from home now. It becomes hard to distinguish between work and off-work selves when we constantly dress the same way.
Yeah. So what can you do to help you make that distinction? The same Dr. Jennifer says that people can dress up in a way that still promotes their company's culture and brand. So you can take a creative approach to dressing in quote-unquote work mode, even if you're just wearing jeans.
Mm. So there are three distinctive arguments here, and of them make substantial points, right? All of them make substantial points, right? We figured the best way to settle the score was to find out by ourselves. So after after this break, we'll get in touch with Elizabeth Ho, founder and CEO of Elizabeth Image Branding. She's a professional image and etiquette consultant and a certified color analyst. And I see the WhatsApps coming
all
in.
All coming in. All right, over on Twitter as well. They're all coming in. Mm. Now, Before we do go to a break, though, right. I have to say that I was a jeans and t-shirt girl when I started here at BFM more than 10 years ago.
Okay.
I am in jeans.
Not a t-shirt, though.
No, it is Friday, though. Not a t-shirt. But then again, about 5 years ago when I first joined Enterprise, Wendy Lee, she stopped me and she said, you know what, girl, put on some makeup, put on those high heels, and she's... I lived in sneakers all my life, right? So you put on some high heels, you put on some lipstick, and it will change the way you do your job.
Huh.
I decided to take her advice for just 1 week, and I've never looked back. It has changed how I do my job. But then again, you see, we meet guests every day. We speak, we interview people for a living, you know. So and that face-to-face and that making that right impression and having that appearance. And also, you know, setting a somewhat formal tone to what we do.
Yeah.
Your attire does that, you know. Mm. So I have to thank Wendy for that, you know. And like I said, I've never turned back. But I still enjoy putting on my sneakers on Fridays.
We have looked back in the last 2 years because we've been working from home. Right? Yeah. So that, you know.
What do you wear when you're doing your interviews from home, Fia?
I've just finished my exercise. So I am still in my exercise gear and when I'm talking because it's just top half, right?
Mm.
And then I do have to make a point to put a little bit of makeup. But yes, I'm you know me, right? I love dressing up. I love, it's colourful. It may be formally, but it's colourful. That makes me feel happy, right? So that's about me, right? And I know when greeting people as well, when we had guests coming in, it was important. It was the first impression. It's the first impression of me. It's the first impression of the organisation, right? And I to me, that's professionalism, right? Just, you know, if I don't look cheerful and happy, man, it'll be a very painful interview because I got to look at my face and say, oh my God, she looks tired.
We are asking you on the show today, do you think the way you dress for work impacts productivity? Why or why not? 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also chime in on Twitter and on Instagram. At BFM Radio is our handle. We have a whole bunch of messages to get through. But first, here's Weezer with Buddy Holly. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Become fabulous millionaires. BFM 89.9.
And we're back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are talking about how the way you dress may impact productivity.
Right. So the poll on Twitter, kind of 50-50. The way you dress does impact your productivity, 51.1%. No, at 48.9%.
Over on Instagram, 75% say yes, it does impact productivity. 25% say no. And we have some messages.
Lots of messages. Okay, from 7196 says, depends on the job and depends if you're having any important meetings. Be great if all company allows wear something casual and comfortable, but definitely presentable. Don't think clothing affects my productivity on day-to-day work. Also saves a lot of spending on extra formal wear where you probably won't wear out of work. Pajamas during work from home is still the best. Okay. You know, Rajkumar, what nonsense? Doesn't matter to me. Okay, nonsense.
Okay.
This is from 5145. Said, yes, Batik, it was our mandatory dress code in the 70s at Maybank for Saturday, but after a while, it was not mandatory, just a shirt without a tie. Currently, we hardly wear ties, just a decent jeans and collar t-shirt. Maggie Bess here says, I'm definitely affected by what I wear when I go to work. In fact, colours, fabric type sets my mood and comfort in response to humid weather. Formal or casual smarts will be chosen according to whether I'll be having a meeting people outside my department or if I will be mainly catching up on paperwork at my workstation for the entire day. Basically, I like variety. My belief is that there's a time and place and tie for everything or occasion.
You know what? Speaking of colour, we do have on the line with us right now, Elizabeth Horshey is the founder and CEO of Elizabeth Image Branding, and she's also a professional image and etiquette consultant and a certified color analyst. So she'll be able to talk to us more about this. Elizabeth, thank you for joining us. Now, first up, how does work attire fit into one's idea of self-image and personal branding as well? You know, and does it really matter, Elizabeth?
Now, there's this common misconception that sees dressing from the aspect of fashion and trends. And this is where so many of us have gone wrong. If we have this mentality, it is no wonder many choose to think that dressing up in general, not just work attire that we are talking about, is not important and that it has no bearing in one's performance or neither does it have any ROI in your business. You see, your appearance is in fact a non-verbal communication tool. It is a weapon you can use to achieve whatever goal you set up to achieve. Now, in my work with my clients, I always ask them what is the goal that they want to achieve, whether in work, business, or in their personal life. Yeah, what do they want to achieve? What is the message that they want the world to see in them? What is the brand message that they want to convey? Then learn how to dress to convey exactly those messages through a strategic wardrobe planning. Another powerful aspect of dressing that all of us need to learn to tap into is to learn the psychology of style and colors. Learn how different fabric, patterns, colors, cuts, communicate different messages. Say, for example, a more structured fabric, a hard structured fabric, a firm fabric, often speaks of a firm and professional no-nonsense presence. While a soft and flowy fabric that it does not lift your body as well as the structured fabric often have the impression that the wearer is somewhat flexible, friendly, welcoming, non-intimidating, but it can also be rather submissive and lack of leadership aura. Same thing with the colors that we wear. White lounge suit in deeper and darker colors sets a more formal setting, while day suit in lighter color fabric has a more relaxed feel to it. So we can speak without having to actually speak at all, I mean verbally. We can use every single item that we wear to communicate certain messages without having to speak. And therefore, it is really important to understand how the psychology of style and colors affect impression, influence decision, and even, our physical and mental performance. Do you know certain colors and style you wear influence your heartbeat and emotion? Whoa. Therefore, the statement of dress to impress, well, as an image consultant for the past 7 years, I don't fully buy this statement. But instead, my advice is one should dress to express.
Dress to express.
Your heartbeat. Yeah. Imagine that.
Dress for success. All these words, right? Elizabeth, many modern offices allow casual wear to work and don't have strict dress codes. What are some of the pros and cons of so much freedom in terms of building one's professional image?
Actually, there's no right or wrong in my opinion. It really depends on the culture and brand message of the organization. Having a less formal wear does not mean or translate that you have a lousy image. Take Steve Jobs as an example. I mean, he doesn't wear formal or Mark Zuckerberg in that instance. Mm-hmm. Both of them is very casual, but we don't see them as having lousy image. Basically, it just means that you have a different message to convey. Well, just leverage on that and convey your message well, whether in formal wear or casual wear.
That's because they have $1 billion.
That's the thing.
right? Okay. Now, Elizabeth, do you think picking the right attire has an impact on personal and professional productivity, especially now that many of us are working from home and not dressing up at all?
Not many people realize that what you wear can influence your thinking and negotiating skills and even hormonal levels and heart rate. The old advice to dress for the job you want, not the job you have, may have roots in more than simply how others perceive you.
I agree.
Now, there's a lot of independent studies out there on enclosed cognition. I remember there's one publication in 2015 in Social Psychology and Personality Science. They asked two test subjects, one to dress in formal attire and another in casual clothing before being subjected to some cognitive tests. Now, in that study, they show that wearing formal business attire actually increases abstract thinking. an important aspect of creativity and long-term strategizing. The experiment suggests the effect is actually related to feelings of power. So when you feel that you're in power, your brain actually reacts the same. You are more decisive, you're more vocal, and you gain more clarity. Informal clothing, on the other hand, may hurt in negotiation. In a study reported in, I think, Journal of Experimental Psychology, male subjects were asked to, two group of test subjects. One were to wear suits, and another group were wearing, I think, sweatpants, you know, just casual. And then they engaged in a game that involved negotiating with a partner. Those who actually dress up obtain more profitable deals than the group that wear dress in casual sweatpants and sweatshirts. So personally, I won't argue with this study because I have tested many, many times with my clients, even myself. And the result is very often, you know, my clients came back and say that they perform better when dressed better. So if you were to ask me, even when working from home, at least put on something less relaxed and frumpy, because your brain is a very obedient organ. It will follow your lead. So dress intentionally.
Right. Now, Elizabeth, some people like dressing formally, you know, others prefer casual wear. Does it then make sense to pick a workplace that allows or implements the kind of dressing you desire, or is it just a matter of getting used to here?
Well, I wish many of us have that freedom to choose which organization we want to work in, but in reality, we don't.
Yeah.
My advice still stand, be authentic. It is very stressful trying to be someone you are not and forcing yourself to dress up in something that it is not you. Remember earlier on, I mentioned dressing is an expression of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, be authentic. But in being real and being you, always bear in mind how your dressing actually impacts others around you.
Mm.
So practice respect too. I mean, I can still be me in my expression of style.
Mm.
Just as long as I know what I'm communicating is the right message. So in my experience as an image consultant, I have seen enough clients that struggle with their work wardrobe.
Mm.
This is what I found out. Well, I have not actually done a study, but it's just some observation. People who prefer less formal dressing do better in a less traditional setting or an organization. They usually fare better in jobs that are more relaxed, perhaps in a more creative industry. I mean, just look at Steve Jobs. I think I mentioned this before. He doesn't wear formal for a session like him. But does that mean that he should find a different job in a more relaxed and casual company? I'm glad that he didn't do that.
Mm.
So what he did was he actually aligned his dressing preference to his vision, and this can be seen by the products Apple presented. So be authentic and then align with, you know, the role that you have in your organization.
Right. Well, Elizabeth, you know, Steve Jobs didn't need a job back when he was alive.
Yeah.
But Elizabeth, besides attire, what are some things we can do to improve our image, especially in a professional setting?
Well, attire is only one fraction of our image. Our image also includes our body language, our digital impression all across the social media, our contents and our tone of voice from those contents. Of course, not forgetting your attitude and behavior. In my image management course, I bring my clients through a 5 level of image transformation. Now, attire is just one small fraction of it. The 5 levels are first and foremost, and is basically the building block of your image, is your personal identity. Often people would say image is how people see you, but a confident and empowered image begins in how you see yourself. Get that firmly rooted and your personal branding will never go wrong. I don't believe in fake it till you make it.
Mm.
So that's just my opinion. Mm. So level number 2 is your appearance. So this is on, now only comes to your attire. And when we talk about appearance, it includes how you present yourself through your dressing. So understanding the psychology of dressing and how to speak non-verbal using, you know, the every item in your wardrobe. Mm. So that is number two. Level three is your social influence. Image also involves, you know, practicing the right etiquette and manners. How you make others feel. This is very, very important. If you can't behave respectful, nothing you wear can create a lasting good impression. Level four is your digital impression. Do a wellness digital, you know, wellness check of your social media. Does it align with your identity and your reputation? Yeah, so ask your colleague, ask your friends, ask your family members. Oh, you know, check through, to check through your social media and then get their feedback, you know. Mm-hmm. What is the impression that you get from all these platforms and whether it aligns with your brand message. The final level five is your emotional performance. Now, your emotional state is important for a sustainable personal brand. People eventually will see beyond what you wear. Mm. So this is where we differentiate true leaders from those who fake it till you make it, so-called leaders.
Right. Thank you for that, Elizabeth. Those are five tips, right? Mm. That was, of course, was Elizabeth Hall, founder and CEO of Elizabeth Image Branding.
You know, so when... Really, I believe, right, colours, the clothes, right, and to give you the confidence, it really affects your mood as well. Sometimes, you know, like, I know that it's going to be a while a day, I'll wear a red dress, right? Mm. It perks me up, right? Because you can go, if your face already looks like, you know, like death, you don't want to be wearing black.
Agreed. But, you know, for some people, black is confidence, you know? So yeah. it all works differently for different people. So now, Yeah. I'm also thinking about, like, you know, over the years, I've interviewed a whole bunch of professional athletes. Mm. And for them, a couple of them have also mentioned, you know, during our interviews on Bar None, how they're very different when you speak to them and they're just in a polo tee and some shorts. But then you put them, when they're kitted out in their jerseys, they've got their shoes on, it's a different state that they're in. So it's kind of like your state management. If you're going to do this job, you need to be dressed in a certain way. You know, like we spoke earlier about those doctor's jackets, right? Mm. Doctor's coats. So, you know, I do feel that, you know, initially when we were talking about this, I was just like, you know, I think if you're comfortable, that will help you be more productive. But then again, if you want to think about, you know, doing your job, like, and just like doing it to a T, right, you know, especially in a when you're a professional, I think what you wear will impact productivity.
Right. Mm. And no, okay, she's an image consultant as well, right? It is also part of your personal brand, right? So you can say I'm working radio and I'm casual, my sneakers, everything, but you know we had guests coming in and they're always taking photos with you.
Yeah, that's the other thing as
and
well.
And so a couple of years ago before social media, who cares, right? But now you're everybody's in social media, that also will go out. So you have to be wary of that. That image, right?
So now we have a whole bunch of messages to get you get to. I know you all want to chime in on this topic, but we're going to give you a few more minutes to, you know, send your final thoughts in. Do you think the way you dress for work impacts productivity?
Right. We'll go through with
018-789-8899.
Okay.
On WhatsApp, at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. We're going to take a bit of a break now with Aretha Franklin and George Michael. I knew you were waiting for us to get to the text messages, but, you know, just give us a few more minutes to get some messages in. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Before Friday materializes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for sticking with us. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes on Friday, the 15th of October with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are asking you, if you think the way you dress for work impacts productivity, why or why not? And this is, of course, following the recent announcement that MPs will be allowed to wear batik shirts when attending Day One Raya. And that got us just thinking about how the clothes we choose represents not just who we are, but also a sense of personal branding, right?
Yeah, and
I don't know why that was an issue in the first place, but I guess that's not the story for today. A couple of comments here. We'll get to the poll results, obviously, at the end, but a couple of comments here from 9529. Yes, when working in office, but not at home, the way you dress, right? 0602 say, I'd love to see a parliament session with everyone at home where, in home wear, no makeup, the true face of politics. Justin here says, as someone who is practically glued to con calls, I find that it can take people who turn on their cameras much more seriously. It's human nature, after all, since content and speech only holds 60% of the weight, right? And I know what you mean, like, you could turn on. And sometimes I know that I've had these calls where, you know, I've got something proper on top and shorts underneath.
Yes, yeah, like, right? All your webinars, but, Frida. It's no longer a secret. Everyone knows. I do it too. Over on Instagram, some messages to get through. We've got Liam, who says, comfort builds confidence and productivity. Yeah. We've got Hatim Feroz, who says, boost self-confidence, thus making us feel more energetic and motivated to do stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, attire can do that. Okay, this one is from Kwan, who says, wear underwear can work faster.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Especially in this heat.
Okay. And one more here from Stephen, who says, yes, especially when working in the office, enjoying the fun of choosing what to wear for work every day. Stephen, you are a strange one. Right. I don't know, because that is... The first thing I do every morning is already stressful, just trying to figure out what to wear. And then Xiaoning told me, you know what, just pick your clothes on a Sunday when you are relaxed for the rest of the week, and then you don't have to think about it. And honestly, it has sped up my morning routine by quite a bit.
Right. So this is what Xiaoning does. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
There you go. Over on Twitter, some messages to get through too.
From Edmund says, mental health matters. If it means you feel good about the way you look and feel, it helps greatly to go about your day.
I completely agree with Edmund here, because sometimes when if you feel like you're in a rut, you know, sometimes just having a good shower, putting on something fresh, you know, putting your makeup on, at least for us ladies, it does help lift your mood. And you know, it comes back to what I was mentioning earlier about state management. You don't have to be a professional athlete or professional to actually do that, you know, but it does help put you in a different zone,
right?
A different vibe.
I have this image of Usain Bolt when he's in his, you know, running attire. You know, that lightning bolt is just going to move, right? Mm. So we've got another one here from Apala. I said, yes, if you mean comfort and appropriateness for the job, no, if you mean dressing up to look the part.
Idris says, slightly gives good productivity as we salesa with ourselves to meet good work results.
Right. Azman Rahman, you need to be comfortable to be sustainably productive, and clothes we wear are a key contributor to comfort.
Shahrin says, I saw a few of my Aussie buddies wear so casually to work, yet they're so productive.
Right. Okay.
Not just your Aussie buddies, Shahrin. I think a lot of people feel that way too.
Right. Vega, yes, if you dress well, look good, shave or keep your beard nicely, hair.
But for now, taking us out of the show, we have The Clash, VFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.